What's new in business news, May 22nd, 2014? Toxin's sister fined for insider stock trading, rubber glut and low prices expected to last two more years, and bright outlook for Thai food industry as trade fair opens. Stock market. Toxin's sister and husband fined by SEC for insider stock trading. The Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, has imposed fines on ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra's sister, Montatip, of 7.86 million baht and her husband, 1.81 million baht, for insider trading of stock shares in M-Link Asia Corporation. M-Link, a handset and mobile accessories vendor, was founded by Mrs. Montatip and Yawapa Monsawat, both sisters of Thaksin. The SEC found that Mrs. Montatip in 2011 sold 29 million M-Link shares based on advanced knowledge of M-Link's 316 million baht loss in the second quarter of that year. In addition, Mr. Somchai sold 7.03 million M-Link shares using inside information obtained while he was on the board of directors at M-Link. Agriculture. Rubber glut and low prices expected to last two more years. A world oversupply of rubber and low rubber prices are expected to continue for another 2 years through 2016. Maturing rubber trees are expected to boost supply, and slowing growth in China, the biggest consumer, is expected to reduce demand. The rubber surplus is expected to run 483,000 tons in 2015, falling somewhat to 316,000 tons in 2016. Rubber output in Thailand, the largest rubber grower and exporter in the world, surpassed predictions, and production is expected to increase as trees planted between 2006 and 2008 mature. Plans to release 200,000 tons of rubber from Thai government stockpiles have also had a downward effect on prices. The impact of drought and El Niño weather patterns this year on production is not expected to be enough to counter the current large and rising amount of natural rubber surplus. Inventories in China also reached record levels recently. Lower prices may boost earnings at tire makers while squeezing profits for small farmers who account for about 80% of world supply. Meanwhile, futures in Tokyo, the global benchmark contract, have tumbled 26% this year, touching a four-year low in April, but they rose by around 1.3% on Wednesday on speculation that Thailand's plan to reduce state stockpiles could be delayed after martial law was imposed. Trade fairs and exhibitions. Bright outlook for Thai food industry as trade fair opens. ThaiFex World of Food Asia 2014, running until Sunday at Impact Muangthong Thani, is a food expo that attracts producers and exporters of food products from around the world, including halal products and organic foods. None of the foreign exhibitors and trade partners seem to be skipping the event this year, despite the Army's declaration of martial law. On display are high-quality food products from 1,500 companies in Thailand and 37 other countries, including Japan, China, South Korea, Malaysia, Italy, Brazil, Taiwan, Turkey, and the U.S., along with European nations. The five-day expo is a venue for food importers, including shops, supermarkets, and restaurants, to source new suppliers, and is expected to draw 96,000 visitors and generate 5 billion baht in sales. Business matching and factory visits are two highlights of the expo. Food export prospects for Thailand remain promising, as indicated by the constant number of foreign exhibitors and trade partners that have participated in the expo. Thailand's food shipments last year fell by 2.6% to a value of U.S. $17.8 billion, due mainly to a fall in farm product prices, particularly rice, rubber, and shrimp. Despite the current political problems, food exports are expected to manage growth of at least 4.8% this year.